USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Chicago Police Union now calling for an investigation into the prosecutor who exchanged emails with a former chief of staff to Michelle Obama about the Jussie Smollett case. The union wants the Department of Justice to investigate state's attorney Kim Fox to determine the extent of her involvement with the case after prosecutors dropped all charges yesterday against the actor, who'd been accused of staging a hate crime attack against himself.
I am nervous. I'm concerned. I'm scared.
That's Attorney Michael Avenatti speaking this morning on CBS This Morning and addressing the possibility of his going to prison. That after he was charged on Monday in New York with attempting to extort millions of dollars from Nike, on the same day he was charged in L.A. with bank and wire fraud. He denies all allegations. This is USA Radio News.
Let's have a chat about your debit card, the card you use for the things you buy every day. What if you could get cash back every time you bought those things? Well, now you can. Introducing Discover Cashback Debit. Just open a Discover bank account and start earning 1% cash back on up to $3,000 in debit card purchases every month, automatically. Plus, there are no monthly fees or minimum balances. Now you can get cash back on the way you like to pay. Open a Discover bank account and get the debit card with cash back. Go to discoverbank.com/debit. Limitations apply. Excludes money market accounts. Discover Bank member FDIC.
At Indeed, we understand that when it comes to hiring, it's important to have a large talent pool to choose from. But sometimes too many good options can be overwhelming. That's why Indeed doesn't just give you access to a large pool of job seekers. We also offer screener tools that let you instantly narrow down your search. Hone in on hiring with Indeed. Increase your visibility to great candidates with a free sponsored job upgrade on your first job posting at Indeed.com/promo. The sponsored job upgrade is a $50 sponsored job credit. Users are charged once the credit is spent or expires. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
The Green New Deal not making it out of the Senate as a procedural vote on the climate change plan failed yesterday, even though it's not really a bill. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell wanted to get Democratic votes on the record about the controversial proposal, but most Dems voted present. The vote was 0-57, with 43 present votes. Republicans leaning on Democrats who control the U.S. House to back off investigations on President Trump after special counsel Robert Mueller concluded there was no evidence of collusion or conspiracy between Russia and members of Trump's 2016 presidential campaign. U.S. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham puts it this way.
The bottom line here is that Mueller has looked at this for 2.5 years. He's concluded that no one on the Trump campaign colluded with the Russians and that the facts regarding obstruction were insufficient. Therefore, there is no way you could prosecute a case if the prosecutor is unsure.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A new book on the late Barbara Bush claims the former First Lady blamed Donald Trump for what she described as a heart attack in 2016. Bush was 91 in June of that year when her long battle with congestive heart failure and chronic pulmonary disease fired up during the campaign for the Republican presidential nomination when Trump was frequently ridiculing her son, the former Florida Governor Jeb Bush. The book by USA Today Washington Bureau Chief Susan Page is titled The Matriarch, Barbara Bush and the Making of an American Dynasty. It comes out on April 1st. The man President Trump is expected to nominate for the Federal Reserve says he thinks the Fed should cut interest rates by at least 0.5%. Stephen Moore making the recommendation in an interview with the New York Times, in which he also backed away from comments he'd made after the central bank raised interest rates in December. That's when Moore had said that Fed Chairman Jerome Powell should, quote, do the honorable thing and resign. And Verizon is ready to roll out some new tools to block robocalls and alert people to spam. The nation's biggest wireless provider expected this week to announce the free features for wireless customers who have smartphones that can support such features, and that would include Android and iPhones. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.